Okay, I got an interesting shiloh this morning from someone who is undergoing a prolonged medical treatment, and due to various PICC lines and other tubes going into their left arm, it's not so practical for them to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin as usual by placing the shalyad there. I imagine I need to ask a few more questions, but my understanding is that given the fragile nature of all the different lines, if it shifts or it knocks something out of place, the person is in, you know, has a potential status of a chol sheyesh bo sakana, and is not in a hospital environment where that could easily be fixed quickly, and therefore it might not be the wisest thing to put on the shalyad. So, what is our precedent for this halacha? So the truth is, there's a few things which we might want to compare it to. We have to pull from a couple places in Hilchos Tefillin in order to get the full picture. The first thing that comes to mind is Ramah in the beginning of Siman Chav Zayin, Gidem She'ein Lo Yad Rak Zeroa Yaniach Blo Bracha. So the Ramah quotes a din, to Machlokes Rishonim, exactly how to explain it, but the case that Chazal are dealing with is someone who's missing an arm. Okay, they weren't born this way, that's a different sugya, but what's discussed over there in Menachos is when the arm has been severed in some way. So the psak of the Ramah is Yaniach Blo Bracha. You put it on without a bracha. So what are we talking about exactly? So the Machlokes Rishonim is how much of the arm needs to be cut off for the patur to apply. Okay, in other words, and this is very important. In order to fulfill the mitzvah, so you have to have the arm that the Torah prescribes for the shaliyah to be placed, which for most people is the left arm, assuming they're righty. The Gemara says that we darshan that from the pasuk. Vayalcha os al yadcha. Yadcha means your arm, but it could also be read as yad keha, your weaker arm, and that's the reason why we put it on the left hand. The other reason that's quoted is that the pasuk that teaches us that you put on tefillin is ukshartem, ukshartem al sayadcha, right? So we have a number of associations between ukshartem and uksavtem that both appear in the parsha of Shema, and we darshan maksivu b'yamin, afkshir b'yamin, just like most people write with their right hand, so too they tie. They tie the tefillin with their right hand. And if you're tying with the right hand, that means you're putting the tefillin on your left hand. Parenthetically, it's also a halacha earlier on in Shulchan Aruch that when one is wiping himself after using the bathroom, they should not use their right hand because the right hand is the one that has the privilege of tying the tefillin and therefore is given that special accord, and we treat it with an extra level of kavod and avoid wiping with that hand. Okay, but be that as it may, assuming we're using the left hand, if it is severed, so the question is as follows. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkan Hey, Rasulam Shinital Pisas Yad Smol and Kola Kana Ad Kuvado Shinikra Ellenbogen. In Yiddish, that means the elbow. So if a person is missing from here to here, up to the elbows, that's what the discussion in the Ramah is. In that case, you put on without a bracha. But if a person still has a little bit of forearm less, okay, then everyone agrees you put it on with a bracha. Okay, but again, as the rule holds that while the Torah requires the arm to be the place where you put the tefillin, so if you're even missing just the forearm, that's enough to exempt you from tefillin. The other opinion is Tosos. Tosos says, no, where do you put the tefillin? You put the tefillin over here on the bicep. So as long as from here to here, you have a place to put tefillin, so that's adequate. And therefore, according to Tosos, you put it on over here, even if you're missing the forearm with a bracha. In deference to the Yoreh Zeruah, so put it on without a bracha, Safik brachas l'hakel. Safik brachas l'hakel. However, moving on to the next Mishnah Berurah, let's say a person has no arm whatsoever. Okay, they don't even have a little bit coming out from the shoulder where there'd be a makom to put the tefillin. So then, your potter melaniach hashalyad af b'yamin. First opinion is that if you have no left arm, you have nothing to do. There's no mitzvah. The yesh machmir b'zeh, but there's somewhere a machmir. The Mishnah Berurah over here is quoting from Shlosh Yaakov, Aratz HaSachaim, the Malbim, and therefore they say that you should put the tefillin on the right arm without a bracha. Again, in deference to the opinion, says that you're putter altogether. Okay, so that's a very significant psak. If you hold that when there's no left arm available for the tefillin, you put it on your right arm. So you have to ask yourself, okay, maybe this person who can't put it on the left arm because of the lines, so maybe they should put it on the right arm. That does not seem to be the case. It does not seem to be the case. If you look a little bit further in the Mishnah Berurah, commenting on the statement of the Shulchan Aruch says that if a person has a maka on their left arm, you have to search for any place which is not wounded, where you'll still have some room to place it. We Mishavura quotes most Achron would say the best part, to best place to put the tefillin would be on the front half of the bicep, not too close to the elbow, but the front half. But the Vilna Gaon writes that if it's on the latter half, anywhere that you can fit it on the bicep is still acceptable. And sometimes you have big batim and little bar mitzvah boys, and they can't fit it on that front half, so anywhere on the bicep would be okay. So he says there's enough room in theory to put two batim, and therefore you should try to find the place where you can put it. But in this pashit amaka b'chol basar tefuach shel tzadik uvado, but if the whole area is wounded, I'm sorry, maka gedola, it's such a big maka, umitzar b'nach tefillin, it's going to be very painful to put on the tefillin, patim l'aniach tefillin shel yad, afil nishal amakom, in theory, you'd be patur altogether. Okay, so when you have an arm that is essentially functional, if there's an onus that exempts you from putting it on this arm, you don't automatically go to the right. The only time we would entertain the possibility, according to some achronim, put on the right arm is if there's really no arm there whatsoever. In other words, the chiyuv is the left arm, as long as that's possible. Okay, so as long as the left arm is there, you know, if it's possible to do it, if you can't, great. But you don't fulfill anything, it seems, by putting on the right arm when you still have a left arm in theory to deal with. Hopefully you'll have a refuah shlemah, you'll be able to put it back. So what do? So the person doesn't put on the left arm at all. So turning back a little bit further in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Chavav, the title of the Simen is Din Misha Ein Lo Ela Tefila Achas. What happens when a person only has one of the batim? You have stories from this in the Holocaust. You know, they were only able to smuggle one into the camp. So what do you do? So the Shulchan Aruch emphasizes over here, based on the Gemara, that if you only have one tefillah, that then you should not stop from doing that one tefillah, that one bias, and make a bracha on it, because kol achas mitzvah b'tnei asma. Each one, the shalyan and shalrosh, has an independent kiyum, and just because you can't do one, you should still do the other.
What bracha would you say? Because if you only have shalyan.
Okay, so that's it. That's our punchline. So this would be a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. As it says in the next sif, eino maniach el shalrosh levad. This is our guy. He can only put on the shalrosh. Mevarech ala al mitzvah tefillin levad. So the Mechaber says the only bracha you should make is the one that is normally made on the shalrosh, the bracha of al mitzvah tefillin. However, the Ramah says, l'zidon denogin levarech b'choyim shei brachos. We have the practice of always making two brachos. The Svaradim don't. Svaradim and the Vilna Gaon. There are pockets of Ashkenazim who make only one bracha on both every single day. But when the Mechaber says you make al mitzvah tefillin on the Rosh, that's his concession, because no bracha is being made on the Shalyad. But l'didon, the Ramah's psak is, nogim mevarach b'chol yom shei brachos. We make two brachos every single day. Mevarach al shorosh levad shtei brachos. The psak for Ashkenazim would be, make two brachos on the Shalrosh, and make sure you make the Shalyad first, because Mishavur says if you make the Shalrosh, the al mitzvah tefillin first, you can't make the bracha of laniach tefillin afterwards. So you first make a bracha of laniach tefillin on the Shalrosh, and then a bracha of al mitzvah tefillin. This is based on earlier discussion. We don't have time for it right now. But that is the halachal maisa for the person who asked. Two brachas should be made on the shel rosh if there's really no way to somehow fit the shel yad on the arm. I'm just going to do a little more research. I didn't have a chance to ask him. It should be understood that when we put on the tefillin over here, just because we have a practice of krichos that go all the way to the fingers, the number of krichos and the way we do it is based on Kabbalah and various menhagim. One would get the mitzvah as long as they secure it to the area up here, as we got the impression from the part that we started with. So therefore, if the line is going in the forearm, but this area is essentially clear, if that's the mitzias, so then we would tell the person, put on the tefillin over there, and maybe wrap it as many times as you need to keep it secure, even if you have nothing that you can put over here, but you still get a mitzvah of a hanach tefillin, and then in that case, you make the bracha over here, and the second bracha on the rosh, as a person normally would.